Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG. Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hello!
If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 3 and 5, and we love to talk about life and games.
And parenting!
And parenting. We are gamers who parent and parents who game.
Yes!
So episode 99 this week.
I know! It's one more week till we do our live stream. And our 100th episode! Woohoo!
Yes, so this episode's normal for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, it's going to be a little crazier.
Yes.
It's going to be episode 100 next week.
Woohoo!
Like Joanne mentioned, it'll be a live episode, which will be a first ever for us over on our Twitch channel. So don't miss out on that historic event.
Yes.
It will be held next Sunday, July 28th.
Yep.
Starting at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm assuming it'll run for like a couple of hours. We'll just kind of see how long it goes, how long it takes us to answer all of the questions that we are receiving, you know, and run some giveaways and all of that. And I don't know how slow or fast we're going to go through everything. So,
yeah, we have the kids too.
Yeah, and the kids will be in there at the beginning until it's their bedtime, at least. And then it'll be just us grown-ups. And we'll have some special guests on as well.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That said, we are still collecting questions. So if you want to give us any questions to answer on next week's episode, there's still time to do that. You have about a week left, or I guess until Sunday, the date of the live recording.
Yeah. And that will give you a chance to enter the giveaway if you haven't already.
Yes. Yeah, definitely submit some questions. Have a chance at winning in the giveaway. Win some awesome prizes. And yeah, have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The main thing is having fun. We might have a cake. Who knows?
Yes. Okay. Now that that is out of the way, should we jump into our normal week update?
Yes.
All right, so let's start with what's been going on in life.
Mm-hmm. So since we just got back from vacation, like last week when we recorded the podcast, it's been a whirlwind trying to go back into the routine again because the kids are used to mountain time, number one, and also sleeping in during vacation.
That happens every time we go on vacation. Like, usually we go west, so like when we... when we come back, our kids are like going to sleep super late.
Yes.
You know, because of the time difference.
And waking up is like a chore. It takes like half an hour just to get our oldest up for school.
Yeah, he takes him a while to like get out of bed.
Most kids do. But I didn't realize how hard it was.
Yeah, it's always harder getting back from vacation for at least the first few days.
Yeah, and we are like night owls, so it's hard on us as well.
Yeah, we're not early morning people either, so
yeah.
It's not like we're up super early to get him up super early.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why we do this. This is a gamer parent problem, obviously.
Yeah. We also had that crazy global IT issue on Friday this last week, which to me, like, that seems like the worst, like, IT, like, global IT issue that I can even recall. Like,
yeah.
That's basically, like, what I felt like people thought, like, Y2K was going to be or supposed to be, right? Like, Y2K when all the computers weren't going to work because they thought the dates couldn't switch over to year 2000.
Oh, was that?
I don't know if you were aware, but that was like, in 1999, everyone was afraid about like the year 2000.
How do you know about that? You were like 8 years old.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. But then like nothing happened. And like, I feel like this was obviously worse than that was. And probably what people were expecting that to be were like so many computers just didn't work. yeah. on Friday.
That's true. I mean, which, I don't know. Like, I think back in the 90s to 2000, like some third world countries like mine, maybe like not all were like fully computerized yet versus now in 2024, you know? So it definitely affects a lot more businesses, including like flights and even regular shops and
It was airlines. Schedules. I mean, airlines, like banks, like it was pretty much like everybody. I mean, I work in oil and gas and it affected us and, you know, trucking companies that we deal with and like a lot of vital companies that really needed to make the world go around, like across the globe, like didn't work.
I know.
So it was not a good day to be in IT, that's for sure.
True. And I'm like thinking like whoever caused it, like whoever was in charge of that update. Woo boy.
Yeah, I feel like someone got fired for sure.
I know, it's global too. It's like you didn't just mess up one computer, you mess up the whole world.
And it's not just like one company, it's like every company pretty much.
I know. Well, Apple users?
Yeah, I guess Apple's probably fine because they probably use all Apple devices.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I'm iPhone, by the way, and Kevin's still Android. Whoa, nothing to do with computers. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know if it affected phones.
No, probably I don't think not, right? so. I'm just saying, like, Apple, but, you see.
Sure, yeah,
Also, like, our garbage truck didn't show up on Friday, and I'm not sure if that's because of it, too.
That's true. I have no idea if that was the reason why, but yeah, I mean, other than that, like, personally, we weren't really affected. Like, our computer was fine, right?
Yeah, because you're, like, turning
my
yours
work
off.
Computer was fine, yeah. I did try to, like, buy something for my work online, like, and the company that I was trying to do that with couldn't process it because their systems were down. So that was really, like, the main or one part where I saw, like, that was impacted. But other than that, not too bad, but obviously not fun for the number of people that I know that work in IT.
Yeah.
It was a pretty crazy busy day.
Yeah, I bet.
Having to fix computers. Yeah.
Yeah. And apart from that, last week, I don't know why I put this upon myself. So our kids' birthdays are like in September, right? Like mid-September. So still like about a couple months away. But I'm planning their birthdays already. Like I was calling around, getting quotes for venues and looking up invitations, making sure the cake lady is available, starting to design the kids' cake myself. I design their cakes every year.
And you do a great job at it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have fun doing that. I just can't make it. I can only design it. But it's like just doing that throughout the week. Like it took me a few days for all of it, like invitation one day. And it's so funny how like even making the guest list for the kids, I have to think about like, all right, who do I want to invite? Do I want to invite my own friends and their kids? Or do I want to invite my kids' friends? But I rarely know their parents, you know? It's like a very thin line between who I want to invite there. But I just decided to like put the guest list on hold for now, except for those who I really know and really want there. Because August, the kids would go to school and they'll make more friends. And then I'll pick whoever their bestest friends are.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Our kids have their birthdays at the very beginning of the school year. And especially Dylan, who's going to a new school.
Yeah, starting kindergarten.
The kids that are his friends now, he may not be friends in a few months when you know they're not in class anymore.
Exactly. So don't want to pressure kids who are no longer going to be in his school. At the same time, don't want to like over-invite that I don't have space for new kids from his new class.
And that's the thing, like how kindergarten's been so far. I feel like every kid's birthday party, it was just their class.
Yeah.
That went, because like at that age, that's pretty much all the kids you know for the most part. Like that's all their friends is who's in their class. And like you see all the same kids and parents at like all the birthdays.
Yeah. So yeah, I know it's kind of early to do it, but I got most of it sorted, like cake lady and the topper and all that, the venue sorted, invitation sorted. So that would make it easier because I want to put stuff on the side so that when school starts come next month, it wouldn't be like too crazy hectic, you know, last minute stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going to be busy with just the start of the school year and Dylan going to elementary school.
I know.
All of a sudden.
I know. And the elementary school here, the rules are crazy compared to like when back in my home country, where like we start school at 12 in the afternoon and then we finish at like 5.
So it's like half a day. That's pretty late still.
Yeah, so the grade, I think grade 3 through 5 or 3 through 6, I'm not sure, but they start their school in the morning. And then like kindergarten through grade 2, I think we start like in the afternoon so that traffic wouldn't be too crazy. But here it's like boom, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I'm kind of like anxious in a way, but all hoping for the best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy that he'll be able to go to school longer. I just hope that he can adapt to it and be okay with it and thrive at the same time.
True, we can only hope.
So, yeah.
All right, so that's about my week for what I did on my own. What about you?
I mean, I did want to mention how last week we talked a lot about Hurricane Beryl and how that had kind of came straight through our town.
Yeah.
And kind of just still some places that are affected by that. I just want to put that out there to make people aware. But I mean, obviously no danger or anything like that anymore. But there's still people like fixing things, and a couple of places are either without power or having power issues.
Yeah, some places are still kind of like down electrically.
But yeah, so I mean, just saying, you know, week and a half or so later, still an impact, but a lot better than it was.
Yeah, yeah. We still see neighbors fixing their fences this past week. And
even
roofs.
Like some that were like damaged, but like not completely knocked over. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that are either still kind of damaged because owners have just kind of left them that way, or like, you know, attempted to repair.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely could see like people are still clearing the mess, right, from the hurricane.
Yeah.
Hopefully the next one won't hit too soon. And we also went on a date night.
We did. We got another date night in this week. We dropped the kids off at a local kids gym where they have a kids night out.
I know, and they don't have that often, maybe like once or twice a month.
Yeah, and I love taking advantage of those classes because it literally starts like right when I get off of work.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll drop the kids off, and then I think every time we've taken them to that, like we've gone on our own date night thing during that time, right?
Yeah.
And it's 3 hours. So we get 3 hours. It's usually enough time to like go out to eat and then go do something else. Usually, mm-hmm. I think we've gone, we talked about prior ones where we like went to the mall or to furniture shopping, like different things. And this time we decided to do something different, a little bit more fun.
Yes.
We went to our usual sushi spot, which is one of my favorite places for sushi.
Yeah, I love sushi, by the way.
Yes. And after that, we decided to go to a gun range, right?
Yes, and just for the record, y'all, I wanted to go to the gun range.
Yeah, you would think it would be the guy, like, making you go to the gun range. But this was totally your idea and what you've been wanting to do for a long time.
Yeah, so since our first date, I wanted to go there, and you were like, no.
Well, because that just wouldn't go well, because I don't really know my way around guns very well.
Ah, okay.
And it would not feel good as, like, a first date. I don't know. I would not. I was trying to, like, do something that, like, I could do better, show off a little bit more, you know?
True. I guess whatever. That makes sense.
Something more normal.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet there.
Oh, yes, literally. Yeah, so we went to a range and just got to, like, you know, rent a handgun and get some ammo and shoot at a target.
Mm-hmm.
And see who was the better shot.
I know. Initially, I wanted, like, to... We got this target that had, like, two
different bullseyes.
Yeah,
two different targets on one piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah. So that I will, like, do the bottom one and Kevin would aim for the upper one and we'll see how good we are at aiming, but...
But what?
But you shot it off.
Yeah, true.
I don't even know how that's possible.
So it's hanging on like a kind of like a piece of what, like cardboard,
yeah,
type of thing. It's hanging there, and I guess I shot it in like the perfect spot that it like completely made it detach.
I know. I was
and
like,
don't know how. And then it just like fell, and it was literally like the second shot I took.
I know, and like, it was like the whole cardboard was kind of like cut above this.
So I don't know how that happened, to be honest.
I don't know how that happened either. I was like, what are the odds, Kevin? This has never happened. Oh yeah, there's another crazy thing that happened. Like, what are the odds moment at the gun range is, I'll let you talk about it, because this is your moment, Kevin.
Yeah, like, I was in the back because I was standing behind you while you were shooting, and I reached my hand in my pocket for some reason, I think to like check my wallet or put my card back in my wallet from when I had paid for stuff, and I noticed something that didn't belong in there, and it was the
ammo shell or something, right?
The bullet casing had somehow gotten in my pocket, like that I didn't put it there, because like, you know, when you fire a weapon, the casing flies out, right?
Uh-huh.
And you kind of go anywhere. So somehow it ended up like bouncing off something and like literally landing inside my pocket.
Yeah.
Which seemed really weird and unlikely, and thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I think your pockets must be like open wide or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's just really unlikely. But another thing, which was even crazier than that, happened, mm-hmm, was that I was taking some shots at the target, and one of the casings flew out of the gun, hit the wall thing next to me, and then came back over to me and landed like at the back of my shirt. It went down the back of my shirt.
Yeah, that was crazy. I saw you like fumbling, like, and then
the casings there, when they, you know, it's an explosion that happens like, yeah, inside them, right, when you fire a bullet, and they're hot when they first come out.
Yeah.
So it like went down my shirt, and it was like hot, and I was like, oh, whoa, what was that? Like, so like it stopped me for a second, and yeah, like I had to like get it to fall out of my shirt.
I know, that was crazy.
That was crazy. Like, I don't know, both those things together. I mean, we only fired 50 shots because that's the ammo that we bought.
Yeah.
And out of those 50, two of them just like went in really weird places.
Yeah,
and both
you.
For me. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to laugh, Kevin, but it was like a mind-blowing story, I thought, because, you know, like 7 years since I wanted you to play guns with me, and of yeah, all the time it had to do that. So I'm glad it wasn't on our first date.
Yeah, especially because we didn't really know what we were doing at first.
Yeah.
But it all worked out. We had someone show us, and we were fine, and we had fun. Yep.
You were actually very good. Like, you actually hit bullseye a few times, and even when I asked you to aim for the head, and you did.
Yeah, all those hours of Call of Duty paid off.
I know. I was thinking, like, okay, he's so good in, like, shooting in the game. Let's see how he does it in real life. And, wow, you impressed me.
Good. So did that finally scratch your itch for wanting to go shooting with me?
Yeah, so good.
Good. So after that, we finished off our date night by stopping by the ice cream store.
Yeah.
And getting some ice cream.
The Marble Slab.
Yep, Marble Slab Creamery, before going and picking up our kids, mm-hmm, and getting them back home for the night. So that was a cool, fun little date night that we got to do. Definitely the shooting range was very different than anything we've done together, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I call it my triple S date night. You know why?
Why?
Because there's sushi, there's shooting, and there's slab creamery. Whoa! Right.
Yep. But that's it for life this, mm-hmm, week. Mm-hmm. What about in gaming? Okay, so earlier today, actually, Dylan rolled credits on Super Mario RPG.
Yes, we've been pestering him to roll credits because he was so close to the end.
Yeah, he's literally been like maybe within like an hour of beating the game, like, for a week or two.
Yeah.
And he'd been like wanting to play other games.
I know.
I was like, Dylan, just finish this one. Like, you're so close. Like, come on. Like, you just have like one main boss to go,
mm-hmm,
and then you can be done with it. Because he's loved the game up until this point, and he still had fun playing it through to the very end. So we finally got him to do that. And
And we watched him play, and his sister was like cheering him on. And when he was fighting that last boss,
was
I thought
she?
Was cute. Yeah, yeah, she was sitting next to him, like between him and I, and she was like, "Whoa, Dylan!" Like,
yeah. So he beat it, and he watched, like, one thing that he's been doing lately is for the games he's been playing, he's been watching people play walkthroughs on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so, like, he knows. Even though he hadn't got to that point in the game, like, he knows all the bosses and, like, what they do.
And all the cutscenes.
And, like, yeah, and how to beat them. And he knows, like, what the end game content is. So he's already telling me, like, as he's beating the game, he's like, oh, this is going to unlock these extra special bosses that you can fight them again. Yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, I didn't know any of this. Like, it sounds like a, you know, grown gamer who, like, watches the walkthroughs,
know.
You know, as we're playing games to, like, know all the secrets. And
exactly. Even in Paper Mario, remember? Like,
yeah.
We went to go Luigi's, read diary, read
yeah.
Luigi's
That's
diary.
That's where it started. Because like, he somehow found some person's channel that played Paper Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when he's on YouTube, he, like, looks for those videos of people playing the games that he's playing.
Yeah.
So he knows exactly how, like, what to do, how to beat them. And all the secrets, you know,
I don't
the hidden
know.
Items.
Is that from you or from me? Because definitely I do that with movies, right?
Yeah, I probably would have done that if it wasn't really that available. Like, there was no YouTube.
Oh,
like,
back then.
When, you know, when we were his age, right?
I know.
The best thing we could get was, like, a written out, like, guide, which was, like, way harder to follow than just, like, watching somebody play it.
But you yeah. like watching walkthroughs, right? Oh. Games
sometimes I mean only if I get stuck, like now only if I get stuck. If I don't need it, I don't watch it. So he beat that, and then right after Super Mario RPG he started playing some Minecraft.
Oh yeah, he did.
And he just kind of went into the normal survival mode, but with the peaceful setting on, I think is what it's called. So like there's no enemies to like damage him.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much just like running around and mining stuff and collecting like items or materials.
Does he know to craft yet? Did he craft any pickaxe or anything yet?
No, I don't think so.
So he's still using a pork chop trying to.
Yeah, he was hitting stuff with a chicken leg, I think.
A chicken leg. Oh my gosh. So cute.
And he, yeah, I mean, he did end up somehow falling like off this like giant waterfall that leads to like nowhere. Or like, I don't know, if it led like underground kind of, and like he couldn't get back up.
Aww.
So he thought he fell like in a giant hole. But apparently you can, like, swim up waterfalls in that game because the waterfalls are water and you can just swim up the water.
Oh, that's cool.
Makes total sense, right?
Yeah, totally. This is like salmon, you know?
Yeah, so, like, that's how I got him back up to the top where he wanted to get back to.
That one that we were digging and digging nonstop?
That was a different one. That one we just, like, dug a hole really far down and then, like, I had to try and get him out.
Gotcha.
Apparently it's a lot easier to dig yourself down than it is to dig yourself out of a hole.
I don't know. I thought I liked Minecraft. I think it's very much like Legos without stepping on the bricks at home. But,
sure.
But it still uses a lot of your creativity and you need to like craft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was a kid, I would enjoy playing that. It's like me playing Sims when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah. I think he just needs to figure out how to, you know, bring in his creativeness into it and figure out the crafting and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he'll toy around with that next and we'll see if he gets it, or if not, he might have to come back to it.
Yeah.
But he had some fun with it for, you know, hour and a half a day.
True, true.
So that's what Dylan's been playing. I started a new game on the PlayStation a few days ago, and that was Horizon Forbidden West. Now, this is the second game in the Horizon series. The
you
first
played the one.
Nope. I never played the first one. The first one was.
But they looked familiar while you were playing it.
No, yeah, I mean, it kind of has like that post-apocalyptic, you know, very.
Oh, it reminded me of the one where you had that hand gauntlet talking to you almost.
Oh, yeah, it was not that. That's not the same one. That's Forspoken.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that graphics-wise...
Yeah, graphics-wise, it's kind of like that. But this one is the second game in the series. The first one was Horizon Zero Dawn, and...
Have you played that?
No, I never played the first one.
Okay.
It came out a while ago, and the second one came out, and I was like, well, I'm just going to start with the second one.
Yeah.
And see how it is. And I'm maybe an hour into it, and All I can say is that I have like no clue what's going on.
Really?
I feel like they keep mentioning Zero Dawn, and like I don't really know what that is. And I'm sure I would know if I played the first game, because that was the title of the first game, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, it has to have something to do with it. And like, all I get is like we are living in the future, and apparently, like some people from the past, like came to that planet like on a ship or something. And things went wrong, and now everyone's kind of living like more tribally, it seems like, or something. And like technology is a bit more scarce, but like you see these holograms of people talking, you know.
Looks like a movie or a show that we used to watch, like 100 or something.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Like Wong Crew.
Yeah, and that's kind of all I've gathered so far. And it's been mostly story, but it's like I don't really know what's going on because I feel like I missed a lot. So we'll see if it kind of bridges some gaps there and allows me to like get a grasp on what's going on, or if it's going to be like this all game. And I haven't really had like too much combat yet. It's still kind of like teaching me some things. It's been kind of slow so far, but I'm literally just getting started, so I'll see how that game goes for me.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about me, what I played this time.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the truth is, because I've been so busy this week, I rarely stayed up to play games on the computer. So just that one night stream that we did on League of Legends, which was so fun. It's always like crazy how time passes when we play that game. I feel like we play one game and ooh, an hour pass. Just trying to get like five heroes versus five v5, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was pretty long. I think I prefer to do 3v3 in the future and play more games. But yeah, that was the one night on Tuesday that I played League with you, and I know you've been playing more.
Yes, so I have been playing that like almost every night since our stream night, and I was expecting to go back into like the 5v5 matches, like just normal League of Legends, what people know as the game.
Yeah.
But I had noticed there was a different game mode, right? And you weren't going to hop on, so I convinced
Strife,
our trio, Strife, who had normally been playing with us, since it was just going to be me and him, to try something new. And there's a game mode they have within League of Legends called Swarm.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. Like, it says it's a PvE experience, and, you know, I could go co-op with a friend and stuff. So I was like, let's try this. Like, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we jump into the game, and we're like, wow, is this game really fun? It's like a cross between League of Legends with like the characters and lore and items and stuff, and Vampire Survivors.
Oh, Vampire Survivors was that game that you guys really liked.
Yes, we love Vampire Survivors. It's basically like bullet hell of just you're a character and you get different weapons and you just shoot off like tons of different things towards enemies, and you're attacked by like thousands of enemies at a time. And so, like, these waves just keep getting bigger and bigger, and there's so many of them.
That's cool.
And
wait, are these waves from League, like your enemy waves, are they just like those like creatures from like the minion thing, or it's like actually heroes?
No, they're like minion things. There are some like mini bosses and bosses that you have to fight, which are pretty fun and engaging fights. For the most part, but it's like you are on a map and like you kill stuff and you get experience, and when you gain levels you get to pick like one of three. I mean, it's basically like a roguelike, just like Vampire Survivors, and it's really similar. I can tell they took a lot from Vampire Survivors, I would assume. It seemed like it has a lot of influence. But it is a lot of fun.
I want to try it with you.
You might like it. Yeah.
Because I've never played Vampire Survivors. I've heard you talk about it a lot. So
yeah.
But I like League. So
yeah. So the characters that you can pick from are champions in League. There's like 8 different ones that are in there. And you start off with 2. And you unlock stuff by like getting... There's like these objectives, like achievements. Like either kill a certain amount of enemies or do a certain amount of crits. or beat, you know, whatever level, whatever, and it unlocks different things for you, like new weapons and characters that you can get and use in future runs. So it kind of expands your arsenal a little bit, and it's really fun. Each character also, not only do you have like your weapons and your passives that you do in those kinds of games, but they also have their own like two different abilities that they can use that are all unique to the to that character. It's a lot of fun. If you like Vampire Survivors, you'd probably like this. And even if, you know, especially if you like League of Legends and all that stuff. And obviously the graphics are way better than Vampire Survivors.
Yeah. I remember it's, Vampire Survivors was like, what?
Like, yeah. I didn't think I would like it, to be honest, until I like actually saw people playing it. And I was like, that actually does look kind of fun. But this one, I had no idea it was there. I have no idea how long it's been around.
Okay.
I wish I had heard about it sooner, because I probably would have played it sooner. You know, and there's like four levels that you can do on like three different difficulties, and you can keep unlocking new stuff. So it's cool. Like I'm still having a blast playing this.
Cool.
And you can play with up to four people, which awesome. That's one thing in Vampire Survivors was single player only.
Yeah.
You can play with other people. And so this makes it a lot more fun being able to play it co-op.
Now I know why I didn't play Vampire Survivors with you.
Yeah. So you should try that one. I've been waiting for a chance to play that with you.
Sure, sure.
But other than that, the last thing I've been playing is Marvel Snap.
Of course.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. More Marvel Snap. Really only thing to report, I think we're maybe like halfway through the season we're in. Maybe a little bit less. We're close to halfway. And I think I'm around like rank 95. I looked earlier today just so I could report on it.
Ooh.
Because I didn't even know that I was at that point. Like, last thing I kind of remember was like 89, 90, hovering around there. And then I've just been playing and having fun and apparently winning more than losing. And so I'm pretty close to 100. So hopefully by next week I hit the 100 mark. But usually, like, these last five levels is like the hardest five.
Of course.
Because no one wants to take a chance and lose. So yeah. Everyone plays good and careful and uses their best decks. So we'll see. We'll see what I have to say about it next week. But that's it for me on gaming. Did you have anything else?
Yeah. Speaking of mobile games, I'm playing my Puzzles and Survival Resident Evil Edition. Still playing that, and not much to report. This time I shield my sanctuary in advance. Because right now, at this moment, the Valiant Conquest that I spoke about during our vacation, yeah, it's happening. So I must make sure I don't get attacked again by keeping my sanctuary shielded. And I am actually commander level 58 now. It's been a while since I upgraded my commander.
Well, congrats.
Thank you. Can't wait to be 60. But it's so frustrating how, like, there's so many people who play this game and people are, like, so high up there in levels. I don't know what's the highest level, but, like, you know, you can see the strength of your army, right? Like, your sanctuary, like, how many might it is. And, sure. Like, mine is, like, maybe about a million something might.
Mm-hmm.
More than 1.5 million, I'm pretty sure, but then you see someone else who has like 20 million might, and I'm like, how long have they been playing this game?
They probably also dropped like $10,000 on the game.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, this game has like a lot of investors in it around the world.
Yep. It's crazy what like some people will spend on mobile games.
Yeah.
Especially to be what they call whales in those games. So just people who spend tons of money and are extremely strong.
Yeah.
So, a lot of those games have those people.
So yeah, I'm just like mind blown. But anyways, that's about it for my mobile game updates. Should we move on to the new games?
Yes, let's share what new games are out this week. We have Nobody Wants to Die on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate on Switch. Bo, Path of the Teal Lotus on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC. Dungeons of Hinterberg on Xbox Series X and S and PC. Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Nintendo World Championships NES Edition on Switch. Shkim on PS5, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. EA Sports College Football 25 on PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. Kunitsu Gami Path of the Goddess, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. The new Denpa Men on Switch, Ete on PC, F1 Manager 2024 on PS5, Xbox Series S and X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Ramen Food Fighter Arena on PC. And lastly, The Star Named Eos on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC. Any of those stand out to you?
Well, at first I was looking at ramen because I was craving some ramen.
So it's not like spelled ramen, like yeah. A bowl of ramen. It is spelled R-A-W-M-E-N.
Yeah, but there's food fight, so I was assuming like so there's something raw and something ramen. And we took a look at it, at the gameplay online, and it's kind of like evil graphics-wise.
Yeah.
But it's like a little man with
a pot.
Yeah,
it's like you run around with like a pot of soup and like throw soup grenades at people or something. And it was...
I didn't get it, but yeah, not as yummy as I thought.
Sure, that's fair. I am excited to see Flintlock Siege of Dawn come out, because that's one that I remember seeing the commercials for. I forget what event it was, but it was one of the ones recently where they aired that, and I remember it was one that stood out to me that looked like it would be a pretty good game.
Yeah, it does look really good.
Yes. What about the Game Pass games for this week? What do we have over there?
So, Game Pass games, all of them are day one releases.
That's right. What do we got?
We have Dungeons of Hinterberg, Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn, which is what you just said, yep. So you get to try it, and Kunitsugami, Path of the Goddess.
Awesome. So Flintlock is on Game Pass as a day one release. That's one that I've been wanting to play. I actually didn't know that was going to be coming to Game Pass until we read that today.
Yeah, but kind of surreal that it was coming to Game Pass on day one, because it looked really good. Like,
there's some pretty good day one releases on Game Pass, and like I need to just like stop buying games because
they just come out on Game Pass.
Between Game Pass, between PS Plus, which are the free games every month for PS Plus subscribers, mm-hmm. which we are, and like free games that Epic gives out in places like that. Like I have so many games to play. So, like,
I know. This is like gamer problems, but more so gamer parents, because we have very limited time to play anything.
not to mention games like Marvel Snap and Fortnite and Call of Duty that I could just pump like so many hours into, because mm-hmm. they're just, you know, multiplayer online service games that will continue forever. True. Seems like. True. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
We need a schedule.
yeah. And I still, it's kind of unrelated, but I still haven't gotten into Elden Ring DLC.
Oh, yeah. That was like long ago.
Which came out like right before we went on vacation.
Yeah.
So it's been at least a month since it came out, I want to say. And I already bought it, so I kind of have to play it now.
Yeah.
And it's downloaded. I just have to jump in and do it.
I want to try Pikmin as well that you bought.
That looks like a fun, cute one, too. Yeah,
leave the cute ones to me. Okay?
Yeah, true. I mean, even if like you play it and I just get to watch a little bit, I would still be satisfied enough and be like, okay, like we didn't waste money.
I know. Check it off.
Yeah.
Forgot to.
Especially me, like the last few years, I've been buying games in batches. Because it's like, oh, they're having a sale. Like, I'll buy like four or five games. And then it lasts me like a year.
And then, yeah. And by the time the year ends,
of the year, there's more games come out. And I want to play those too.
And then it becomes free on Game Pass.
Some, that has happened.
I know.
Yeah, that has happened.
All right. So let's jump to where everyone could find us.
Yes, let's do that. You can watch us over on Twitch every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, except
this Sunday.
This upcoming Sunday, we will also be live. So that is not a Tuesday, but we'll be live on a Sunday for episode 100. So make sure you just go over there, follow us, turn on notifications so you are alerted when we go live, especially for episode 100, so you can come and hang out with us and celebrate that milestone. But yes, the Twitch channel is twitch.tv/gamerparentspod.
Or you could also find us on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcasts and Twitter. Or X.
Or X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
We will definitely be updating about our 100th episode there, the details, just so you could see.
Yes, and feel free to get us some questions if you want to be entered in our giveaways before Sunday. Or you could check out our YouTube channel under the Gamer Parents Podcast name,
where you can find audio recordings of these podcast episodes.
The best place to come and hang out with us would definitely be the Discord server, where we talk about life and games all throughout the week.
And the link to that is in the episode description.
But that's all that we have for you this week.
We will catch you in the next one. Bye. Bye.